This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a panda born into captivity is being released into the wild for the very first time.
First this, Arbitron released the latest ratings for commercial radio this week, and CBS is not doing well. The network lost its big star, Howard Stern, to satellite radio earlier this year, and it has lost many of the 10 million weekly listeners that Howard brought. From New York, NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
Former Van Halen lead singer David Lee Roth could hit the high notes in Hot for Teacher and wear spandex like nobody's business, but it was clear early on that his business was not to be radio. This week, Roth was fired as the replacement for Howard Stern on CBS Radio's New York station and replaced with Opie and Anthony, two wise guys who gained infamy for inducing a couple to have sex in New York's St. Patrick's Cathedral. As of this morning, there was no sign that their show was going highbrow.
And we're
going
to do the Yo Mama thing.
Yeah, this is, Jesus Christ. You've seen the awfulness of it on MTV.
This show honestly sucks. It's horrible.
Our show?
No, Your Mama.
Opie and Anthony are one of three new shows that CBS, formerly Infinity Radio, has launched in the morning on stations that used to air Howard Stern. Whereas Stern once had phenomenal ratings, leading in many markets and commanding the most advertising revenue in almost all, the new shows lag. In New York, the CBS station, which Stern once broadcast from, has lost 80% of its audience in the mornings. In Chicago and L.A., the morning shows have each tumbled more than 25 places in the rankings among key demographics. But Michael Harrison, the editor of Talkers Magazine, says those ratings are close to meaningless.
It's like starting a new play in a theater that used to have a big hit but doesn't have it right now. The fact that Stern was there has no bearing on it whatsoever. So to judge it as, well, this is Stern's slot, now someone else is in Stern's slot. No, this is not an understudy stepping into the lead. This is a whole new play on a barren stage.
Rob Barnett, president of programming for CBS Radio, makes another analogy.
Howard was a unique guy in radio. I likened it somewhat to the Grateful Dead. You know, they had a fan base that followed them around the country for a long time till Jerry left the building. And, you know, when that era ended, those fans kind of dispersed and went looking for other concerts and other bands to follow.
There's reason to believe that Opie and Anthony, Rover, and Adam Carolla could appeal to the old Stern audience or find new fans. They're all uninhibited, sarcastic, male-oriented talk shows which tackle sex, politics, news, sex, modern life, and sex. Here are the differences among them. Opie and Anthony have track records of rating success. If the biggest roll of the dice that CBS took was on Roth, then their safest play was bringing in Opie and Anthony. Rover is the youngest of the group, with a thick Midwestern accent and a Maxim magazine mindset. Here he discusses an 8-year-old who was disciplined for supposedly harassing another student.
Kid doesn't even know what the hell happened.
Well, that's the parents got to explain that. Look, little Johnny, you can't walk around touching other girls' asses. You know, what's next? Is he going to cop a feel on the booby?
So why not say that? Why send him home? Why overreact and send them? I mean, that could be traumatic for a kid.
Oh,
now all the
please.
Other
kids.
Why not?
What's traumatic about it?
Because all the other kids now in the class know he was sent home for being a sexual harasser.
Adam Carolla has been a broadcaster for years and has a broader range than the title shock jock would indicate. CBS's Rob Barnett.
Adam can tell you about just about any topic in the world and do it in an incredibly funny way. He's a natural comedian.
Here Carolla talks about the government of Kazakhstan getting bent out of shape after being mocked by a comedian.
I didn't even know that Kazakhstan actually existed. I thought it was one of those made-up places, number one. Number two, what year are we in that we have to explain humor to the rulers of these nations?
Kazakhs.
You know, yes. How does that work? And by the way, really, are you more reptile than man when you really have to explain? I mean, when you think about all the creatures of the world that have no sense of humor.
Right.
Iguanas, any lizards, snakes, alligators, last I checked. The more you evolve, the more you have humor.
Radio humor is, of course, in the ear of the beholder. Right now, the attempts of the Stern replacements aren't reaching many ears. CBS urges time and patience. They reason that as long as there are drunken dwarves, 8-year-old butt touchers, and ugly mamas, there will be a need for someone to point at them and make us all laugh. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.